This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry urges local administrations to enforce corona containment measures effectively. Biocell anti-COVID-19 vaccine rolled out in Nepal today. Two CPN Maoist Centre ministers and Gandaki Provincial Cabinet resign. And India reports more than 115,000 cases of corona infection in past 24 hours. Curfews imposed in several cities. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged the local administrations to strictly impose the measures to control corona infection, including restrictions on mobility. Issuing a notice today, the Ministry urged the local bodies to impose mobility restrictions if a small town recorded more than 100 active cases of COVID-19 and big cities recorded more than 500 active cases of COVID-19 infection. The notice issued by joint spokesperson of the Ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, urged the local administrations to shut the night shift businesses and restaurants after 9 p.m. The Ministry has also urged all to adopt utmost precautions while going to the crowd gathering spaces, including schools, public transports and shopping malls. The Ministry raised the concern after the new British variant of coronavirus detected in Nepal. Likewise, the Ministry has urged the local bodies to enforce strict quarantine and isolation measures on foreign returnees. The district administration offices across the country have also been urged to take action against the persons who flout the health safety protocols. The government has rolled out the anti-COVID-19 vaccine Biocell from today. The 800,000 doses of Biocell vaccine developed by China were donated to Nepal by the government of China. The government has decided to administer the China-made vaccines to those involved in the operation of emergency services, trades working across the Sino-Nepal border, and Nepali students studying in China or preparing to pursue education with Chinese scholarship. The frontline health workers, staffs of hotels, tracking agencies and advertisement sector, internet service providers, professors, sellers of medicines, fruits and vegetables, among others, are kept in priority group of the vaccine recipients. For this, the government has designated 14 hospitals and health centers as the vaccination booths. Health and Population Minister Videsh Tripathi had said the government has been working to ensure easy access to health facilities for all citizens. Addressing the program to mark the 5th Health Insurance Day today, Minister Tripathi claimed that the government Please listen it again. Addressing the program to mark the 5th Health Insurance Day today, Minister Tripathi claimed the government to have been sensitive towards public health concerns. On the occasion, Minister Tripathi stated the health insurance registration in Bara. Pardon me, please listen it again. On the occasion, Minister Tripathi started the health insurance registration in Bara, Sarlai, Monang, Mustang and Dolakha. Announcing the affiliation of health insurance to the Nagarik apps, Minister Tripathi said the public also needed to be responsible to contain the coronavirus infection. The government has a plan to expand the health insurance scheme to all 77 districts within this fiscal year. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 298 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 74 people have recovered from the infection in the same period. The Ministry has reported two corona-related deaths today. With this, Nepal's corona-related death toll has reached 3,038. Two ministers of the Gandaki province government have resigned from their posts. Internal Affairs Minister Hari Bahadur Chuman and Land Management, Agriculture and Cooperative Minister Lik Bahadur Thapa resigned from their post today. The resigning ministers were in the provincial cabinet representing the CPN Maoist Centre. Earlier, the CPN Maoist Centre Gandaki Province Parliamentary Party meeting had decided to call back the ministers. Although the CPN Maoist Centre ministers resigned, the Gandaki Province Chief Minister holds majority as Rashtriya Janamorcha party is still in the government. The Women and Social Committee of the House of Representatives has endorsed the field visit report 2077 Bikram Samvat related to the Nepal Children Organization. The committee meeting held at Singhadarbar today endorsed the report prepared by a study team under the coordination of Committee President Niru Devi Pal. The study team had carried out the field visit after it received complaints about the failure of the Nepal Children Organization in playing effective roles for protecting the helpless and orphan children. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya.
Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei ne majale chalaune.
*1415# dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now more news. Voting to elect new leaderships in all chapters, provinces, committees and Central Committee of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, has ended today. This time, FNJ adopted the first ever direct voting system to elect its Central Committee leadership. Coordinator of FNJ's Central Election Committee, Kapil Kafle, has informed that the preparation for vote counting for all levels will initiate from today itself. The election this time would elect more than 3,000 office bearers and members consisting of over 33% women in the committees. As many as 152 candidates filed their candidacies for 49 posts in the Central Committee. Nepali Army has implemented a long-term plan to ensure income-generating opportunities for the retired Army personnel in the domestic market. Addressing an ex-Army personnel's conference, including the ex-Army personnel residing in the Kathmandu Valley, Chief of Army Staff Purna Chandra Thapa said, the main objective of Nepal Army Welfare Long-Term Plan 2087 Bikram Samvat aims to transfer skills and make the retired Army personnel self-dependent. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. India has hit yet another new peak with 115,736 coronavirus cases reported in the past 24 hours. The latest rise reported today overtook Sunday's record of 103,844 infections. Fatalities rose by 630 in the past 24 hours, which is the highest since November. New Delhi, Mumbai and dozens of other cities are imposing curfews to try to slow the soaring infections. Experts say the surge is blamed in part on growing disregard for social distancing and mask wearing in public spaces. The latest surge in infection is worse than last year's peak of more than 97,000 a day in mid-September. Meanwhile, Brazil has recorded more than 4,000 COVID-related deaths in the last 24 hours for the first time as a more contagious variant of the virus fuels a surge in cases. Hospitals are overcrowded, with people dying as they wait for treatment in some cities, and the health system is on the brink of collapse in many areas in Brazil. The country's total death toll is now almost 337,000, which is the second only to the US. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. However, brief rain along with thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry urges local administrations to enforce corona containment measures strictly. Verocell anti-COVID-19 vaccine rolled out in Nepal today. Two CPN Maoist Center ministers in Gandaki provincial cabinet resign, and India reports more than 115,000 cases of corona infection in past 24 hours, curfews imposed in several cities. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. And next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.